That's a really ouchy line, isn't it? If you who are evil, I can see him wagging his finger, you know? Anyway, we move on. Grace and peace to you from God, our gracious God in heaven, and our Lord Jesus Christ. And may the Holy Spirit of peace wash over all of your comings and goings this day forward. The Lord's Prayer. It's an iconic and ubiquitous prayer for all generations and denominations. It is taught early and prayed often. But the prayer given us in Luke's gospel looks more like compared to Matthew's gospel. If you would like, you can take your red hymnals, cranberry hymnals, and turn to page 134. There we show the two examples of the Lord's Prayer. On the left, it looks like the prayer that we use now after we say the words of institutions. On this left-hand version, it was written in 1964, and it's more of an ecumenical version, but then I went to a Presbyterian church and they say to forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and I was confused again because there was another Lord's Prayer out there. It carries the line from both Matthew and Luke, especially forgive us our sins and save us from the time of trouble. It's also in a more readable version of English than the one on the right. Now let's look at the one on the right. Every word is that rote prayer that we learned so long ago. It's been prayed for generations and generations, beginning with 1511 and King James Version. You know, I kind of like both versions because I can pray the one on the right without even thinking about it. And I think sometimes that's a good thing. But it is written a little awkwardly for those who don't English speak backwards, like Shakespearean English. You know Shakespearean English? You know, when you go to the play, Shakespearean plays, and we've all come to love how he speaks, and we sit there in the theaters and look at each other going, "What did he just say?" The prayer on the left is pretty straightforward in more modern English. But this prayer that we have, this version or Matthew's version, or the Presbyterian version, but this prayer is our lifeline to the entire church. It is prayed and spoken and sung and contemplated and meditated upon throughout history and throughout the world. The first, our prelude today was a version or a meditation upon the Lord's Prayer by Bach. The Lord's Prayer is an anchor for the church, something that makes sure we are grounded in the teachings of Jesus Christ. In fact, it was one of the disciples who asked for this teaching. They wanted to emulate and to imitate Jesus. Now, that's something that Martin Luther often speaks about. We are to be little Christs for the world. We need something that would hold us together and keep Jesus in the forefront. Our daily tasks and challenges connected to the church horizontally, that is, throughout the entire world in all four directions, in all four corners of the earth. And it keeps us connected to the church vertically, that is, throughout all time and into infinity to the very end of days. I've heard this prayer prayed in so many different languages. But I was a little taken aback during my internship year when a Christian family from Palestine, yes, there are Christians in Palestine, where do you think this all began? They were visiting the church I was an intern at, and I asked him to pray the Lord's Prayer, and he started with the word that really struck me, Abi. Abi. Does that sound familiar? Sound like when Paul said, pray, Abba, Father. I was struck again this last week as I was working with the Asylis. There was a Turkish family who was in our care. And the father had a daughter and a very young son. Maybe he was 2 years old. And his father was holding his hand, and the boy was saying something like, Papi. And the father explains to me, oh, he's saying, Father. Then I asked him if he meant actually father or something more like daddy. He smiled at me and told me that I was exactly right. It's more like daddy, a much more intimate name than that father that we know, the pater, pater nostrum in Latin. The male of the family who has sired some children is a pater. And no, the beginning of our Lord's Prayer is more like Abi, Papi, Abba, a term that is really only used for the male of a family that is the provider and protector of the family. I know that's still kind of chauvinist, but for so many years, this was our idea. This is the kind of relationship that Jesus has with our Father in heaven, our Abba in heaven. This is how we should pray to our gracious God in heaven, to pray intimately, like someone that you really, really trust, like someone that you know will help you, like someone that will keep you safe and provide for you. Maybe not like provide you with a sports car, which I always wanted, but, or other worldly things that we don't really need, but usually we do want. But those things that can keep your spirit awake and thriving, those things that will help you feel less afraid in the world, this world that we can sometimes, that sometimes can be a cruel taskmaster. Praying is a very personal activity that links us all together. But you know, there are sometimes when praying a prayer to a father is just not as easy as one would think. There are abusive fathers out there. Why would one want to pray to our Father in heaven if our Father on earth beats them or tortures them or hurts them or molests them? Unfortunately, there are fathers like that in the world. There are fathers who are distant or emotionally or even physically absent. There are fathers who are not the best examples of providers or protectors. There are fathers who are not the best examples of providers. There are fathers who would rather just leave their children and spouses and get on with their lives. This is a sorry state of affairs, but it is the affairs of this world. There are fathers who might say, don't know how to be fathers, good fathers or otherwise. There is no manual. Like there's no manual on being a mother or a parent or having babies or any of the life changes that will happen to you. There is no manual. Oh, sure, there are self-help books that can probably help you out, but you still have to do all that work yourself. Not so with the Lord's Prayer. In this prayer, We pray for our daily bread, as Luther puts it, everything that we need for that day, including shelter, including our money or our allowances. So what happens when it's hard to come by money or pay mortgage or rent or loans, utilities, or cell phone bills, which I guess now is a utility? In those cases, I think people would hold this prayer very dear in their hearts as they try to negotiate the obstacles in their paths. Give us today our daily life, our daily bread. This is a way of getting through each day in our life. But in this prayer, we also pray to forgive those that we have hurt or cheated or turned away from. We also pray to lift the burden of guilt or remorse or any number of feelings we may feel because of the way we have treated others or others have treated us. In this prayer, we are asking for the one who is love to hold us like a child and care for us like the best example of a parent we could ever imagine. And the thing about that is that God is the one who is love. He has always been holding us, cradling us. God has always been forgiving us. Ask Moses, who had to argue with him, and he changed his mind. God has always been with us, near us, and in us. So this is not only a prayer of desire or distress, not only a prayer of forgiveness and help to forgive, not only a prayer to help in defending us against the evil one and the evil of the world, it's also a prayer of thanksgiving and gratitude that we, when we pray this prayer, God is already working in the world to do all these things that we ask. It's a prayer of hope for us and for the world. And it's a prayer that all us Christians pray in any language. A prayer of hope. And hope does not disappoint. Thanks be to God. Mm-hmm.